Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast as we are frozen in the studio. And this is Kelly.
This is Malcolm.
Oh my gosh. It is so cold. It is cold, guys. We are in Oregon. And yes, there is snow sometimes. But yeah. But not in the valley where we're at. So,
and it's rarely in December or January. It's always like February, March.
Which is weird.
It's very weird. We're supposed to get like 3 to 5 inches tomorrow of snow, mm-hmm. and then another 2 on Friday. And your girl does not drive in the snow.
No.
Period.
I have to go get my car from your house.
Yes. That has been there since Saturday.
Yeah. I don't drink and drive, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, that's good. It's
that's
good.
Right. Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And then like, we got to go to the store. And get, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. We should just do it now.
We should. Like, before. Yeah. Okay. Anyways. All right. Well, we have a really good guest for you guys today. We are so excited to have him on and discuss a new event that we are actually going to be a part of. They have supported JBY, which of course is coming up in exactly 2 months today.
From this recording, 2 months. This
yes.
is wild.
It's and crazy.
They're going to be there. They're a big part of
yes. this.
This is so exciting.
And all we want to do is just support. Mm-hmm. So we just want to welcome on James to the show. Thank you for being on and like telling us all about RBT.
Hey, ladies. Nice to meet you. Well, I've already, virtually met you, but nice for joining the show for the first time.
Yes. So excited. So I guess the first question is, what is RBT? How did this come about? And like, just tell us all the details.
We like the origins.
I'm excited because I want to know all the things.
Well, my background is movie production, TV production. And I always kept pretty fit. Mm-hmm. And there's some reasons for that, which I can get into later. But pretty much as I was getting older, I was getting into my mid-30s, I wanted to do something. I was doing a lot of projects with like the UFC and projects about fitness. So I either wanted to challenge myself and do like an MMA fight or do like a fitness competition or whatever before I got too old to do it. And I'm really of the belief that, if you don't take advantage and do things, you'll regret it later on. So I ended up doing a contest and a natural contest. I did well in it and I kept competing and I wanted to kind of tell the story because, you have these before and after pictures. They were always in magazines, selling supplements and different things like that. And I thought to myself as a writer, producer, director, like, what is the story in between this before and the after? So I started with it as a TV show. And at first when I was filming people, it was more people that had already been competing and, showing them when they had started and then how they ended up on stage and interviewing people in different places in Canada and the US. And then it ended up on the NPC. The NPC is like the biggest, or I guess you could say the most prestigious bodybuilding organization. They're the amateurs for the IFBB, which is, the pro league, which has, the Arnold and the Olympia and all those kind of well-known bodybuilding shows. So their website carried the show. And mm-hmm. then I got it picked up on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Got a lot more exposure. And then even like worldwide, it was in a lot of places.
What was it called?
Well, it was called Radical Body Transformation.
Oh, okay.
This is what I mean. So this was like around 2000. Well, I started at 2014 and then this was a progression. So I guess about maybe 2017, 18 is when it got, 2018, it got picked up by Amazon. And then I know you guys have interviewed Anthony Lawley. Anthony actually had seen the show on Amazon and reached out to me. That's how I got involved with him. And we ended up doing his movie. And and it continued to kind of like progress.
Okay.
And then I had gone to a couple of events that had transformation as like a subgenre, you know, like, so you would, there's a couple organizations where they had a transformation division. And I thought that was kind of intriguing, but I wasn't really happy with how they did it.
Okay.
So I reached out to Ron Hache, who he runs the Toronto Pro Show, and I had experience dealing with him both for my own competition and filming at his events for the RBT. And he's got the biggest fitness show in Canada. So every year they have this thing called the Toronto Pro Super Show. And basically it's a little bit scaled down now since COVID, but before COVID, they had like a full on expo. They had,
wow,
you know, the competitions and all of this stuff. And we decided to try out an actual stage event that features transformations. So we did that. And over the last few years, it's progressed where I guess we kind of worked out the kinks and I figured out like what was working, what wasn't. And just each time kind of just innovated a little bit. And in its current incarnation, like the last one we had, it really just seemed like everything kind of came together. And, you know, because when you start something that's really new like this, like I basically came up with different divisions of mm-hmm. transformation. And then what are those going to be? And it takes a lot of time to kind of figure out what works for people and what highlights people and allows people, so that like you always want to have it so that multiple people can win, so to speak. Yeah. So you know, you don't want to just have it. So
we love ProCare. You guys know this. And guess what? They have a brand new product out and it tastes like an orange Tic Tac.
That's right. I have got it in my hot little hands right now. It's their easy to swallow tablet in citrus grove. And both of us have fully switched over to it.
We had to, because it's easy to swallow, doesn't stick, and it has 45 milligrams of iron. And we both need that.
Yes, we do. So go to procarenow.com to take care of all your bariatric body needs. And our code is the only one that gets you a full 15% off. So use code OSLP at checkout. Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
For one type of person, you want to be able to feature different types of transformations. Mm-hmm. So I feel at this point in time, we're, you know, really caught our stride and have a lot of things figured out. And we have like huge momentum and like a lot of signups and like a lot of things going on right now. So that's amazing. Just, yeah, it's just something that's kind of really taken off. But this will be the first actual event that we've had. But I would say, again, like this is going to be like on a whole other level of size and I guess you could say grandeur and everything. And the great thing about it is it's on the same stage as the Toronto Pro Show. Like we use their lighting, wow, their stage, their tanning and makeup people, the photography, everything. So essentially when you go and you do our show, you get like everything has to be tweaked for like pro bodybuilders. So when I'm saying pro bodybuilders, they have an amateur event at the Toronto Pro Show, but then they have the pros on the same stage, which are like the guys that enter the Olympia and stuff like that. And wow, the girls that do like the fitness and everything. So you know that they're going to be meticulous about the lighting has to be great. The, you know, the stage, you know, nobody can trip on this. Like everything has to be kind of worked out. So we benefit from all of that experience so that when people walk out there, they may be transformation, but they're going to essentially have the best lighting, the best tanning, an incredible experience. And then from my point of view, I try to bring, instead of say a competitive environment that you would have in bodybuilding, you know, there is a competitive aspect to it, but really I want it to be a cooperative environment. Mm-hmm. And, historically, that's what it's been because of the nature of who is entering the show and why they're entering it. And most of the people, you know, have a lot of insecurities, obviously, everything from maybe in their mind, they still feel overweight to, you know, they have loose skin, they have fears, they have all kinds of things. And they're essentially all in the same boat. So they all feel the same way. And I think there's a lot of camaraderie between them. And that is what really separates this show. And I know you guys have a similar thing with your event. And there's a really great buzz because of that. You know, it's something where you have the people that are backstage, instead of sizing each other up and being critical, they're actually like encouraging each other and trying to give each other tips. And it's actually really inspiring to see. And, you know, the men usually help the women off the stage if they're in heels. And there's a lot of really people have to get to that point with a transformation, have had to go through so much in their personal journey that there's a lot of empathy that other people feel for them. And we share the stories, or I should say they share their story. And we, so part of the scoring for all of our divisions is there's a story aspect where the individuals submit an essay and that's read out by the MC. And that's usually to kind of highlight what they've been through that brings them to this point. And when people hear what other people have been through, it's, you just can't help yourself but feel for these people. And normally in a fitness show or a bodybuilding show, it's completely just how you look versus somebody else and how they look. Whereas within this, you get to hear about this individual, and then we allow the person to pick the song that they want to walk out to and the kind of posing. And I use posing loosely because, you know, you could do like traditional bodybuilding posing, or you could do like, you know, Shay has like a dance background, so she wants to incorporate that. Some people want to incorporate,
oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, some people want to incorporate humor. So there's a lot of the person's individual personality that is part of this. Whereas, like I said, most of these stage events, you're essentially just a number, and it's like how your body looks versus that person's body. So that really brings another element to it where you might be looking at that person next to you and be like, oh my God, that person looks better than me. And then they go up and you hear about how they overcame cancer or who knows what they've been through. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, I had no, you know, if I hadn't been part of this, I would have had no idea what this person has been through to, you know, to come to the stage today. So I think even if somebody, quote unquote, loses, I mean, first of all, everybody is a winner because of the experience and the fact that they have already transformed and they're coming on stage and a lot of times overcoming fears. Mm-hmm. But then there's another element where you're looking at somebody, and I try to keep people in a similar division to themselves. So around the same age, if they've competed before or not competed, and then sort of like how much they've kind of lost and, you know, all of these different elements. So I think that people are going to feel, even if they do lose, and again, I use that loosely, they're going to feel like justified that, like, yeah, I can understand why that person would have won because, you know, that person, you know, I lost 100 pounds, that person lost 150 pounds, and they have depression, and they've, you know, it's just, there's a lot of things going on that people face. And so that's where we come at it. And we just want to have an incredible experience for people and really provide something where they can have their day and get their picture taken and look their best. And usually in our society, that only comes when you get married or maybe graduation or something like that.
Yeah.
And we want to have it so that person gets that experience and it's about them. It's not, you know, with marriage, it's them and somebody else. It's about them and their journey and a celebration of everything that they've done that brings them to that point.
Yes. Yes.
I just love it because, like, as you're talking, I'm just envisioning it.
Yeah. Me same.
Right. And it's like, you took bodybuilding with like UFC/ like wrestling with the music and telling the story and like putting it all together.
Yeah.
And it is very motivating to hear people's story and then see them on stage. Because then you're like, oh, I've gone through maybe something similar and didn't realize that like I'm capable of this.
Yeah.
So it's like such a double threat of like, hey, just because you're not like the bodybuilder, like freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger, you can literally still be in good shape, good health, and go strut your stuff and show people that you can do these things. And we've had from the waiting table, they're really good friends of ours, and two of them, Rob has completed it and Shay is in it.
Yeah.
So that's why he brought up Shay, and Shay does love to dance.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can totally see her doing that.
Yes. I can't wait.
It just makes sense.
Well, so and exciting. I think
the way that you said, you know, even if you're, you know, the quote unquote loser of the but you're still winning because you're getting up on that stage and you're still celebrating like all the struggles that it took to get to that point. And I feel that because that's kind of what we say about JBY. Like, even if you lose and you don't get the trophy, like, look at everything that you've accomplished.
Yeah.
Look at the fact that you were nominated. Like, you shared your story. You helped other people. And they returned that favor or that, you know, love and caring into saying, like, this person deserves to win. And I'm going to nominate them. So I think it's really... It's an awesome, like, it's just, I think both our event and your event, like, just seamlessly go together.
Well, yeah, because they're highlighting the good that people are putting out and putting into this world. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know with the whole being on the stage, I like the fact that it's the same stage.
Yes, that's cool.
That is, like, the way that you thought of that is perfect, because when we've been on stage, like we've been at the Aladdin Theater, we've been at the Howard Theater, and we're about to be at the Hawthorne. Mm-hmm. And when you are in a room or on a stage where other people that have been there and you like look up to them or you respect them, like there's a whole different type of feeling when you're up there.
Correct.
Like you respect it, you honor it, and you're like, I'm a part of history, because not everybody gets to be on stage.
Yep.
Not everybody gets to do transformations. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're really excited to go, because we get to see it firsthand.
Like,
this is going to be wild to be backstage and in the front and see everything go down, because we love transformations.
Yeah.
Like, that's what fuels us all the time. That's our Rising Star video.
Yeah,
that's transformation.
That's all it is. And I think it's kind of fun for me, because I've gone to a bodybuilding competition because my little sister entered one like eons ago. And I remember looking at everybody and I just felt like it was so cool, number one, that all these people worked so hard to get to this point. And I saw her like eating sweet potato and quinoa and boiled chicken every single day. But it was cool to see it all come to that point of like standing up on stage and being like showing like, this is what I did.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be extra cool to watch people from our community, from the place of like, from the place of like where you started. Mm-hmm. And like, cause some of us, like, you know, our episode with Manny dropped and she lost 200 pounds.
Yeah, she used to be 406.
Yeah.
And now she's a runner.
And so like, it's what? Like, it's so cool to see people being celebrated beyond our show.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Like, I love the idea. I think you're absolutely, like, it's going to be one of those events that you just want to be a part of because of the feeling.
Well, and I have a question, too. Like, how many categories are there?
Yes.
So, there's three major categories, and then it's subdivided.
Okay.
So, and this kind of came about, again, by trial of error. So, you know, there's... So just to kind of explain what happens for the viewers or whatever. So the last one I emceed, but sometimes we have different MCs. It just depends on, you know, how to break it up and do everything. So we have the person that is going to come out on stage. We show their before picture on these big screens. They're in the auditorium.
Okay.
And so you just have the audience is watching and sees, like, essentially, for lack of a better word, people at their worst, like their most out of shape, and, you know, which is actually hard, by the way, because a lot of people don't take pictures when they when they're at their worst. But
yep.
We take what we can get in terms of what they submit. Mm-hmm. And then I read out, or somebody else reads out, their story. And I can't tell you how many times I have to hold back tears as I'm reading it. Yeah. Because even if I have the stories, the moment, there's just something in the air as you're reading that person's words. Mm-hmm. And then this last show, I came up with this thing where I said, and introducing the new, and then, like, let's say it's Rob. And then for the first time, when they walk out on stage, that's when you see them. And that's something unique that I haven't seen with any of the other shows. So all of a sudden, you go from the before picture to they walk out on stage, and you know, using the case of Rob or whoever, they walk out on stage and they're tanned, they're fit, they're peaked, and they have great lighting, and they're wearing we have two rounds. We have a swimsuit round, and then we have an evening round. So the first round's a swimsuit round that you see them. So it's a little bit more revealing, so that, you know, we can see the transformation. But they get to pick, and, you know, we allow people, if it's the case of women, they can wear a one piece. They could, you know, you could cover up a little bit more. You don't have to go, like, bedazzled bikini, but some people want to do that. So
yeah,
we give a lot of freedom with that. And some people don't even want to, some of the women don't want to wear heels, and, you know, people have this choice. So they walk out, and again, we let them walk out to their music. So, you know, the music hits, usually they pick something kind of inspirational or something that speaks to them, and they walk out on stage. And I think you can see the emotion in their face. And I have to say that the crowd explodes, like, yeah, they go crazy. It's just like, it's something where, and it's not planned like that. Meaning, like, they're not, there's no sign saying applause. It just it instinctually happens, and they go crazy. And there's so many times that I personally emceed it, and I'm sitting there at the judge's table, and my jaw drops, and I have to hold back from my emotions overtaking me or whatever. So it's like, it's a really powerful thing. So, I just kind of wanted to set the background of what this is before I break down the divisions.
No, you're good.
I wanted to have a spectrum from kind of, I guess you could say, the easing people into this to the people that are, like, really want to be competitive, so to speak. So the first level, so to speak, is called lifestyle division. And the lifestyle division, you can use your pictures from any point in time in the past when you're at your largest or most out of shape, however you want to refer to it. And then the half the score is the difference between your before and after, essentially how dramatic your transformation is. And then the other half the score is the story. And that allows people, so none of that is about how good they look on stage compared to other people, which, by the way, is a difficult thing, because so many of the people that do this, they get psyched out, and they look on Instagram or whatever, other people that are going to be doing the show, and they're like, oh my God, that person looks so much better than me. And we've had situations in the past where somebody, they may not have transformed that much, or they write, like, one or two sentences for the story, and it's not very inspiring, but they think, they can't get it out of their head that it's like a bodybuilding contest. So they look great. So they think, well, I look way better than that person. And it's like, well, that's not what the scoring is. So
yeah, you're against yourself, not others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the story is a big factor in it. So let's say you have a situation where somebody's got loose skin and they're embarrassed by it and they can't afford the surgery. Well, in the case of lifestyle, when you incorporate that into the story, that essentially gives you points, because that's a more interesting story. It's more what you've been through. So whereas instinctually you think, oh my God, I have this loose skin, I look bad. No, but that's part of your story. So it actually works in your favor because, again, it's a testament to what you've been through. And then the other half of the score is how much you've transformed, as I said. So those things taken into context, that there's a lot of latitude where you don't even have to be finished your journey. You could have lost 100 pounds and you still have more to go, or you still have loose skin, or you're self-conscious about this or that. What you look on stage is not a factor in it. It's your transformation and your story. Okay.
Love that. Mm-hmm.
So that's like, I guess you could say your entry level. And then we subdivide that by if you have competed or not, because some people have done transformation in other shows or our show. So if they've competed, we have a novice division, which by far is most of the people. Okay. So you're not going to be up against other people that have gone out on stage. Mm. So automatically, again, you know, it's going to be apples to apples, so to speak, and you don't have to worry about that. Then we've divide that up even more by age, because in some cases we have everything from like a 19-year-old competitor to an 80-year-old competitor and everything in between. So we want to try and keep people in their age demographic as well. Yeah. And by the way, that's also good in from a networking point of view, because you're going to be backstage with like, we have like one category where it's like 30 to 35. So you're like, you know, it's like within that 5 years, that's what all of, again, is very relatable, right? Yeah. And then our second division is called Fit Division. And that division is for people that are a little bit more stage ready and they want to be judged a little bit more for that. So it's broken up by a third, a third, a third. So a third is the story, a third is a transformation, and then a third is how good you look on stage.
Okay.
So now that's for people that maybe they've come a little bit farther and they feel like, hey, I look pretty good. Like maybe I'm not ready for a bodybuilding stage or a fitness stage, but like I look good and they're ready for that type of thing. And then those types of people are going to be compared to those type of people. So that's the Fit Division.
Okay.
And then, and again, that's subdivided by novice and open, which is non-novice, and by ages. And by the way, that's all of these divisions I mentioned, it's women and men. So the men are against men and women are against women.
Okay, perfect.
So then we have the absolute division, which I got the name from MMA or jiu-jitsu things, where it's like in those worlds, it's you could have people that are like lightweights versus heavyweights and everything thrown in. Mm. So in that kind of thing, I wanted to provide an opportunity for people that wanted to be more competitive, because you have some people where they're like, hey, I want to see how I'm going to do against somebody else. So it could be people that have won past competitions, or this is their first competition, and we're offering more prize money in that division and allowing people to go against each other, men and women. So you have people that have had more dramatic transformations and they look a little bit more ripped. And essentially it's for people like Rob. Like Rob won our show last year and allows him to come back and compete again, but now he's not going to compete in a division where he beats everybody else that comes in this year. And then they feel like, well, this isn't fair because this guy's already done this before. We already know how good he is. There's no way, you know, there's no way I can beat him. Well, you don't have to compete in his division at all. You just don't go into the absolute. Whereas you have guys that this is their first show and they've had really dramatic transformations, male or female. And they're like, I do want to go against Rob. I think I can beat Rob. And it's essentially the same scoring as Fit. The only other thing is that there's going to be like a pose down round where they get to go out to music and all pose against each other. And
that's cool.
And it gets like crowd interaction. It's really, you know, an entertaining thing. And that'll be the last division for the show. So that allows, again, everything from very entry level, from somebody that's got loose skin, feels very self-conscious, is not really ready for the stage in their mind, but they have a powerful story, they've transformed, they want to celebrate that, all the way up to, you know, I hate to keep picking on Rob, but the Robs,
Rob loves it, yeah.
And they're ripped, and they've lost weight, and they've got a great story, and they want to, you know, they want to they want to compete against other people. And then you have these like new people that haven't ever even stepped on stage, and they want to jump on stage and compete against Rob, and they think they can beat him. And it, so it just provides scale of levels so that people can win within what's fair, in the sense of, like, again, people that have competed before are different ages kind of against each other. So that I really want to provide an experience where even if people don't do the best in terms of like how they're scored by the judges compared to other people, they're going to understand why that is, because it's not going to be, it's going to, if they haven't competed before, it's going to be another person that also hasn't competed before, but maybe they just had a more dramatic transformation or have been through more, and that's why they won. And I don't feel that most people are really going to feel bad about losing in that kind of situation, because they're going to say, I understand the rules, and yeah, I have nothing to do in terms of like, I'm not one of the judges, you know. So all of the judges are independent people that are chosen. There's 7 to 9 judges. So there's a lot of different people, men and women, different levels of experience. And they're just there to give their opinion. And most of the time, like, I almost always agree with, because I'm thinking while I'm sitting there at the stage, the same thing as what they end up putting down, just as like an audience person. So, you know, you can always have people that they're just disgruntled for whatever reason. It's kind of inevitable once you get to a certain level of people that that take part in something. But I think that I just want to provide the best environment to allow people to flourish and to feel confident and to not feel intimidated, but also allow people that want to be more competitive and to be playful with it and have fun and go against, you know, and the pose down and stuff, to do that.
Yeah.
And
I think that's great.
My variance.
I think that's absolutely great. Yeah. I love that you're giving every single person, no matter where you are in your journey, no matter how your comfort level, no matter your skills when it comes to posing and all of that, you're giving a place for them to be a part of something very unique and very inspiring. And I love that you've broken it up in the way that you have, especially the ages, because age plays part. Like,
oh, yeah,
you know, things look different when you get older. We're learning that.
As we get
older. As we get older, yeah. You know, because we're on the downhill slide to 40, and that's, yeah, it's different.
You mean
it's
the uphill?
No, it is a downside. but I love that you gave each person a voice and an opportunity to celebrate themselves and help celebrate others in their category. And, you know, some people really do love to compete against, you know, they want to go top level and compete.
Yep.
But then somebody might be like, I want to be on that stage, but I don't want to necessarily have that level of competition. So I think it's great that you've given everybody a voice and a spot, no matter where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to give prizes to the top 3 in every category, which is a lot of prizes and a lot, yeah, of medals. But I really want people to feel that they're participating in something that is fair. And more than anything, I want them to have an incredible experience and walk away from it and feel great about themselves. Mm-hmm. And by and large, what I've seen in the past is that when people walk out on stage and they do this, like, a lot of people have stage fright and they don't want to do this, but they want to, I guess, come from the same point of view as I did. Like, I'm not getting any younger. And if not now, then when? Mm-hmm. I want, and what happens is when they do it, they feel so elated and excited that they actually took that risk, yeah, and stepped out of their comfort zone and had that experience. And then they have these pictures for the rest of their life. They have that experience, mm-hmm, for the rest of their life. And they're going to meet the most incredible people, because, mm-hmm, you're going to meet all of these people in all these other divisions, and you're going to be backstage. And we have also this year for the first time, and I mean, we already had, like I said, a collaborative effort backstage, but this year we're going to have a Mr. and Mrs. Congeniality Award that, ooh, we're giving to people who are really helpful backstage. Oh, so, wow, that we foster, again, people helping other people, right? Yeah. So there's an incentive for that.
Yeah.
So I think that's another thing that we've just added to the mix that will be really interesting, and we'll celebrate those people as well. So there's a lot of, I guess you could say, different ways to win. over and above the fact that you've already overcome whatever you've come through and made it to a stage. And whatever your transformation is, I can guarantee that it wasn't easy, because let's face it, you guys know, there's a lot of people that have surgery, don't have surgery, whatever, and they don't transform, because you know, it's so hard to change yourself. It takes behavioral change, which is the hardest thing. To me, it's as hard and the same thing as overcoming addiction. So you just for you to have transformed and to have sustained that, and because you can use the before pictures from any point in time, pretty much anybody that's walked on our stage, they're at a point where they had to sustain it for a certain period of time. And if you've done that, that's an incredible accomplishment personally.
Agreed. And I wanted to know, because we had Anthony Lally on last year. We know that Shay and Rob, and I think Anna Bananas there is going to be on it. And we had a Maddie go through it before too. When did you start seeing the shift between it just being like everyday people to people that are actually having bariatric surgery?
You know, there was probably people that had bariatric surgery as early as our first stage show. I didn't pay too much attention to it. And, you know, I guess it brings up an interesting point and something that's probably worth addressing. So, you know, I get a couple of questions. One of it is, you have people that are concerned about other people being on steroids or performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, I was going to ask that too.
Yeah. And then sometimes you have people that have a concern over like people on Ozempic. And then I've had people where, quite frankly, I think that they probably are on steroids, but their concern is other people having bariatric surgery. So you have a lot of people that kind of raise these concerns and they say, well, I don't want to compete against X. Well, essentially, our show is not tested. We don't test for steroids. We don't test for bariatric surgery. I don't know if there is a test, but maybe a visual test. I don't know. We don't test if people have had plastic surgery or if they've had loose skin surgery. We don't test if people are on Ozempic. And again, I don't even know if they could. And the problem is that because transformation takes years, you could conceivably have a picture from 5 years ago. You could have been on steroids for 3 years. You could have been on this. You could have been on that. There's no way for me as a show to test people in retrospect.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, what if people lie about things and say, well, yeah, I never had bariatric surgery. Like, and they, let's say they clearly have scars that they have. What am I going to say? Like, oh, yeah, no.
You're lying. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so at the end of the day, the big equalizer is the fact that story is such a component. So if you go, and especially lifestyle, like if you're worried about other people being on steroids or if they had bariatrics, go into lifestyle, because there's people that honestly obsess about this stuff and then they hardly work on their story.
Yeah.
Like, I would honestly be more worried about AI writing somebody's story and perfecting somebody's story because it's 50% of the score than I would what kind of surgery or whatever they had. And frankly, again, with transformation, even if somebody took all the steroids in the world and had, you know, got sleeved and did this and did that, they're not necessarily going, well, I don't think you can end up in a position where you win something like this unless you have the discipline. And sorry, my dog's going crazy.
That's okay.
It happens. We both have dogs.
Yes, we do. Yep. I bet the mailman's there.
Hold on, I'm going to put him out back. Hold on. Sorry.
I mean, I really do think it's interesting, like, the levels and the thought behind it. I didn't realize how many different categories and then the breakdown.
Yeah.
And how they're, like, all individualized to make sure everything's relatable in those categories.
And we know, because we have shifted
you know, things in JBY, like things are definitely not the same as it was the first year that we Absolutely. Thought it was going to work out perfectly.
Right.
Just Always. The way we had it. And then again, last year, and now we've shifted things again. And so you learn and you grow between each show.
Yep.
And you figure out what categories work best. How does this work best? Is this even relevant? Mm-hmm. You know, it's very, it may not look like it to most people, but there is a lot of thought and care that goes behind these types of events.
Yeah, there's tons of reasons why we do the things that we do.
Yeah.
And kind of like what you were saying with like the, you know, testing for all these things. Could you imagine if you had to, like,
right.
you know, we're not, it's not MMA. You're not fighting mm-hmm. each other. You're not going to hurt each other. So it's like, mm-hmm. it would cost thousands of dollars for you to test each person for whatever the other person is upset about.
Like, well, and I was going to say that, like, these are all tools.
Yeah.
Like, other than steroids, you know, like, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tool.
It is a tool. But, like, all of these are tools in order to get to the person.
Yeah.
The person that you want to be and, or the look of what you want to be. And it's, you can have bariatric surgery and plastics and be on Ozempic or, you know, a GLP-1. And if you don't change your mental status, it doesn't do you any good. Well, so I think the worry is kind of like,
yeah, no,
I guess it's
for sure. You know. I'll tell you my experience. People worry way too much about mm-hmm. that. In order to get to that stage, like, again, we'll use Rob as an example. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have a transformation like Rob's mm-hmm. unless you got your mind together.
Correct.
And have had an incredible lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, starting as like the TV show all the way till now, mm-hmm. I've dealt with hundreds, maybe even thousands of transformations that I've seen. And I can't tell you how many people have written me over the years that had bariatric surgery or some other surgery. And then put all the weight back on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, we're both in Regain. I'm round two of Regain. You're in one.
My first, yeah.
Yeah. But
we're both, like, that's the deal. Like, we're working hard. Like, mm-hmm. I've lost 42 of the 50. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. And to just think, like, even if they are using all these different things, mm-hmm. that means they're working. Mm-hmm. Like, They're actively doing it. Like, that is a mind change. Mm-hmm. That is a lifestyle change. They're doing all these different things to get healthy and to feel great and to be on the stage with mm-hmm. others and have that camaraderie. So it's like, I would never want to like put down or judge someone that's using anything because mm-hmm. we use GLP-1s.
Yeah.
And we've had bariatric surgery. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, hey man, like we're just trying to get healthy and we're trying to make sure everybody else feels great mm-hmm. and celebrating them. And yeah, it shouldn't matter how they get there as long as they get there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like hoping said, that their mindset
it's
has
all
changed.
Tools and there's no magic wand at this point in time mm-hmm. that's going to make things happen. And you have to have a certain approach from all aspects, including the fitness and diet aspect. And, you know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions that you could take a quote, like steroid, like people see things in the movies and everything, like you're just going to swallow this vial of solution and then you look incredible the next day. And it's just not realistic to what actually happens in real life. And I'm sure that it's the same misconceptions about being sleeved.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the reality is that all of these things are difficult. And I think that I can tell usually I've had people that are beginning their journey and I can tell by how they're talking to me if it's going to happen or not, like probably 90% of the case. Because, for example, like somebody had come to me and they're like, oh, so I want to lose weight. I want to get in shape. And I'm in this situation because my husband keeps donuts in the drawer and, you know, it's my knees hurt, so I can't really work. And they have all these excuses, which are external. For sure, they won't. They've already built it in their mindset. And I think it's actually something that people can be incredibly smart, that they're a trick that their mind actually plays on themselves on purpose to sabotage themselves. So you really kind of pick up on this stuff and you realize, whereas like somebody is like, you know, I got myself into the situation, I need to change my habits. Somebody like that has a much better shot and at least is taking control. Again, you know, I relate it to addiction in many ways because it's behavioral change. And in many of the cases, people are have a food addiction or they're addicted to carbs or something.
We identify as food addict. Because we have that obsession and that compulsion that is wild. And until me and Kelly took a GLP-1, we didn't even realize we had that. And then when it's gone, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not thinking about food. This is weird.
This is very weird.
I could look at a cookie and not be obsessive and think about it all day until I have it.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane.
And with the ability to stop yourself.
Yes.
Like, I went out, I had a burrito last night, and I was I ate, like, I don't know, like a fourth of it, and then I did, like, the little hiccup that we get when we're full, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
we can stop. Like, I didn't even eat, I didn't want anymore at that point, and so it's a weird concept to be like, have that ability to talk to yourself and stop yourself and not think about food. And so I think honestly, like, GLP-1s will play a huge part in these type of shows because of the fact that when you are a food addict, this is giving you a chance to then progress into the journey and the transformation that you want to have. That you feel like you just don't have the self-control, which it's not self-control, guys. Something that your mind says to you
over and over again.
And it's like, cause I had all the want in the world to stop doing it.
Right.
And until I took a GLP-1, I didn't realize that there was a way to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think GLP-1s are going to actually play a huge part because it's giving people the opportunity.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, again, it's a tool. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the exercise component, like, I think a real so in the first episode of RBT that I did as a TV show, we featured this guy, Nick Scott, and he's a wheelchair bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. And he was completely able-bodied and was in a car accident and lost the use of his legs.
Wow.
And gained a lot of weight, right? And he's like Mr. Olympia shredded, right? Like, looks amazing. Yeah. And he does things like, okay, he has his wheelchair, so he does pull-ups with his wheelchair.
Yeah.
So then I started thinking about things differently where, you know, people would have these reasons. So, you know, you'd have people say, well, my knees are bad because I'm overweight. And then you think to yourself, yeah, but you can use the pool. You can do this. You could do that. And you realize when you have somebody that's in a wheelchair and they can get fit, that this is an excuse. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say that word, but, like, I'm, again, being frank, that there is, I've seen so many different things that people have overcome that, believe me, there's a way to overcome whatever's holding you back.
Yeah,
and I think that a lot of people, again, they self-sabotage on purpose. Another thing that I believe that people do is they'll go really intense into either their workout or their diet and they'll burn out.
Yep.
And then they'll say, oh man, like, you know, I've already screwed up. I might as well go back to my weight, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I think that they do that on purpose as well. Because the number one thing that I've seen with people that have been effective is consistency.
Yep.
Instead of, like, having this super restrictive diet that just nobody can sustain and you're eventually going to lose it. I, including myself, like, I eat a lot of healthy things, but I eat things that aren't healthy. And I eat within a way that I mentally can handle. Like, I don't want to be in a position where I go crazy and, like, I'm constantly thinking about, like, if I really want something, I'll just have it. Like, it's not going to destroy my level of fitness or whatever. But you've seen people where they just kind of go crazy and then they say, oh, well, I screwed up. So I'm just going to throw all the work I've done out the window and go back to my lifestyle. And the same with the working out, they'll just, like, start running. And, like, you'll see so many people within the transformation community that like they're really like hot at the beginning of like, well, I'm gonna do everything. And it's like, I actually don't want people to be like that, because mm-hmm. I feel like they're already going to fail because they're mm-hmm. so intense about it. And mm-hmm. I think it's much better to just find exercises, even if it's walking, whatever it is, that you can do consistently over time that you can maintain and that you're going to like to do enough yes. that you're going to continue to do it. And the same with the diet. I think if people did that stuff, they'd be way farther ahead of people that go like crazy and then burn themselves out. And I actually think a lot of people do that on purpose to sabotage themselves.
Oh, they totally are self-sabotagers. I mean, I've been one of them for sure.
Oh yeah.
And I think that, yeah, we come from a community that it's an all or nothing situation. Mm-hmm. And
thank you, diet culture.
Yep. And me and Kelly have really preached and talked about, hey, like, you just need more good days than bad days.
Yeah.
You need more healthy food than non-healthy foods. You have to be just a little bit more consistent every single day, every mm-hmm. single week. And that whole like 1% better every day. You yeah. don't have, it doesn't have to be 100%. Mm-hmm. I know from my own experience that I've done that. I've gotten hurt because of that. I went too hard. I've puked. I've, you know, not torn, but I've definitely hurt a shoulder or two mm-hmm. because I was going too fast, too hard, and yeah. not realizing I need to slow down and just do a little bit at a time. And that's mm-hmm. actually what bariatric surgery taught me. It actually, because of knowing the behaviors that I have to do now and slowing down and actually looking at food differently, has changed everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of us think that we have to have all these different recipes. We are like, okay, what is the ideal recipe that's going to be perfect for me every single day? And now I'm going to lose a bunch of weight. And it's like, no, it's not just one recipe.
Yeah.
It's not just one workout. Like, you have to find what I like that you said is you have to find what you like to do. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like, if you don't like the exercise, we all know we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Nope.
If we liked it, we would have already been doing it. Mm-hmm. So we just need to find that. And I know that from me working out so much in the very beginning, I did find that. Like, I found out that I like rowing. I found out that I like cycling. I found out that I love the pool and do some like aquatic stuff, because they actually had that at the place I was going to. Yeah. Was I the youngest person in the room? Of course. I don't give a shit. At least I was in there. I was doing the thing and I was having a good time. Like, I think now we have to mind shift mm-hmm. of not caring what people think about us, mm-hmm. just only care about what you think about yourself. And go in and do what needs to happen, because what works for me, what I eat and what I work out, it's not the same for Cal.
Nope.
It's not going to be the same for you, James. It's we're all so different. So we need to tailor our workouts and our food intake to us.
Yes.
And stop trying to be in this little box of boiled chicken and quinoa and all these different things that you don't even like.
Yeah.
You can eat very healthy by things that you like. Like, I love tacos. Guess what? Sometimes I just don't have the shell. Like, we're not cooking in oil. Like, there's just little things you can do to adapt. And I think that we just all have to talk about that more, because of diet culture it screwed a lot of people up in the 90s and the early 2000s, and thinking, oh, if I just buy low fat, and if I buy no fat, and I go on a walk once in a while, not every day, once in a while, I'll be fine. And that's not the case. Like, what we do is not easy. And people like to say, like, oh, you know, taking steroids or having bariatric surgery or doing Ozempic and these mm-hmm. things that are an easy way, but they're not seeing the struggle behind it. Mm-hmm. They're not seeing the mental struggle, us talking to ourselves, us writing things down, us making sure we're doing the things that we're doing. It's like a full-time job to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And we just weren't taught that at a young age.
Yeah.
We weren't. We were just taught, like, go to school, do your chores, mm-hmm. do your homework, and that's it. Like, no one really sat you down and go,
don't
hey,
forget, clean your plate.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got to finish that plate, because that's, you're going to get in trouble yeah. for it. Or you might have to sit at that dinner table until that plate is cleared. Like, I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. But if we got sat down during our development ages and we're like, hey, we are like a chemistry set. It is hard to figure out because we're all different. So you're going to have to figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And it's going to be a trial and error. And we need schools to help with that. We need parents to help with that. So it's like, we need to just be more caring towards each other, I believe, and just understand that it's a process and it's a journey and nothing is going to be an instant gratification. It never really was before. So I don't know why we all have this in our head that, well, I'm done in a week because I didn't lose anything. I mean, I used to do that and I don't even know why I would do that. It's so frustrating.
I feel like I should pull out your soapbox right now.
I'm already on it.
Though, you didn't get out of shape. And I don't mean you, I just mean anybody.
Yeah,
overnight.
Generally you.
So you're not going to get fit overnight. And I know that's frustrating in our immediate mm-hmm. culture that we live in. But like, even if you took your, if you started eating, you know, 500 calories less a day, over time, that's going to be a big difference. Like, it's just these little things that you do that over time pay off. And that's usually what happens in the negative. Like, people start adopting bad habits where they just start drinking, you know, sodas that are full of sugar or whatever. And they just start, they don't even realize that they're doing that. They're having that a couple times a day. And then that's so, you know, a lot more carbs and a lot more calories per day. And then over time, they just see the, their body gaining weight and they're like, how did this happen? So, you know, you can reverse that and the opposite. And like you guys said, like, get a little bit better every day. And I would just like, if there's anything people take away from this in terms of like advice from me, just seeing all of these transformations, do something consistent that you can stick with.
Period. I think that's amazing. And I totally agree with that. I have for the first time, and I'm saying even beyond, like, after I had surgery, after I started GLP-1 the first time, I am the first time in my life in a point where I am doing things in a completely different way and saying, no, I do need to track today so that I know what protein I'm on. No, I do need to get all my water and make sure I'm getting that. I'm taking all my vitamins. If I don't get to a walk one day, I'm not beating myself up. I'm like, okay, well, we'll go tomorrow. If I, you know, we had a Galentine's thing over the weekend, I didn't beat myself up because I had a couple drinks and I ate one, like, those pink cakes were very good.
They were really good.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they were.
I don't know either.
They're so good.
I bought them, but I have no idea. But then I knew myself enough that at the end of the night, I didn't beat myself up for my choices. And I actually made sure all that food was out of my house because I knew that if it was left in there, I would start thinking about it and I would go towards it.
I want to say, Katie, you literally gave me the whole bag.
Yep.
Of what was
that supposed
telling
to go to Nene.
Well, Samaj didn't take it. So then I had all of these fucking sweets and oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, people are going to be upset with me, but I literally just put it in the trash.
Why am I? Why would people be upset about that?
Because
I literally said that if you do not take this, I am putting it in the trash.
Yeah, because I don't want it sitting on my counter, and then all of a sudden I'm just thinking about it
and picking at it,
and like wondering, oh, if I have one, it'll be okay. Just don't have any more, and I'm like, no, fuck it. I'm just like, I looked in the bag, and I was like, son of a bitch, Katie, I love you. And then I'm like, I just closed it, and I just walked it right out to the trash can because I was like, no. I was like, because I was going, oh, I can give it to Dylan and Angie. They don't need this shit.
Yeah, they don't need it either. It's like a one night thing.
Yeah, it's a one night situation.
We have fun. We eat the sweets. We celebrate. We hang out with our friends, play games, and then it's done.
Yep.
And then life returns back to normal after that. Like,
and it totally did.
And I think the main point of it was like, if I miss a day of protein, if I miss a day of water, if I miss a day of anything, I don't beat myself up about it.
Not anymore.
No.
No, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, well, and what I want to know, James.
It froze me for some reason.
Yes,
I can hear you, but I don't see you. Well, I see you.
I can do. Normally this works. So I don't know what to do about that, but.
Hey, we'll just keep going.
Yeah.
Because we're more audio than video anyway.
Yes.
But basically what I wanted to, for the takeaway is, you know, RBT is here. Mm-hmm. There is a place to go to have transformations. Mm-hmm. And this way you can be in any sort of category.
Correct.
And it's all relatable.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you, James, for coming up with this idea because it's pretty awesome.
Oh.
James has switched off. How can I hear you then if he's stopped? It's so weird.
Oh, and he's gone.
And he's gone. Can you hear me?
No.
Well, because you know how I was being weird with the guys. So I was like, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
That was so funny. That was the best.
Okay. There we go.
All right, he is.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay, I hope so that the biggest takeaway.
Delete anything or whatever.
Oh, no, no, you're good. You're good. Still going. Yep.
All right.
Okay. Yep. I think
right, if I don't have a cringy look where I'm like,
You actually did.
I can't go out like
that. I love it. Can you tell us when and where the show is?
Yes.
Okay, so it's in Toronto, Canada, and it's going to be June 6th, which is a beautiful time of year, and some really cool things about it. Like, this isn't good for us as Canadians, but our Canadian dollar is very low right now compared to the American dollar. So it's like when you guys travel to Canada, it's like your money goes much further. So it's like it's kind of crazy the difference. And just because of the geopolitics and the potential tariffs and everything, that actually throws things off worse. So right now, the American dollar is kind of soaring compared to the Canadian dollar. So it's a, you know, people will immediately think, well, it's going to be expensive to go up to Canada. And it's actually not. And we have so the hotel that we're holding the event at is the host hotel. And you can stay at that hotel and it's right at the airport. So essentially you could fly in, you don't have to get a rental car and you can stay at the hotel. The Canadian dollar is super cheap. So it's cheaper to fly here and stay there than it would be to go to another state. And then, you know, we have the tanning on site, the makeup on site, the hair on site. It's actually backstage on the same day, so on the 6th. So if you decide to do this, you literally can fly in, get all the stuff done in terms of tanning, hair, and makeup, and all you have to do is walk from your hotel room down to the convention area of the same hotel, and that's where the competition or, you know, events being held. And like I said, it's a beautiful time of year. There's going to be so many people that are really awesome people that have competed from before or competing this year. And then, I don't know, some people said that Mr. Olympia is going to be at the Toronto Pro Show this year. So you'll see all these like massive bodybuilders and fitness people walking around. So it's kind of like, it kind of looks like you're on Planet Muscle. So it's
kind of, yes, it's a different world of
fact. And it's kind of just don't get intimidated. This happened last year where people were getting tanned at the same time as pros are tanning. And they got all psyched out. They're like, oh my God, am I going to be on stage with this person? It's like, no, think about transformation, believe me.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
What's the date of the show?
So it's June 6th. Again, it's a beautiful time of year. It's like amazing. And we're all going to, after the show, we're all going to go out to a restaurant together and eat if you want to join us for that.
Oh.
And, you know, if you want to come up here and you haven't been to Canada or you want to explore, you know, you can go and see Niagara Falls or you can go to the CN Tower or experience those type of things as well. Or you can just fly in for a day or two and do the event and meet all kinds of amazing people and fly out. I think it's a great networking experience, an opportunity to meet other transformation people. So I encourage everybody to do it. And I think it's going to be, you know, I know it's going to be a lot of fun because it's been a lot of fun up till now. And now we're going to have a record number of people and just the stories and the type of individuals that are taking part of this, like somebody like Shay that hasn't ever done it before is going to be there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, come see us all. And, you know, you ladies are going to be there. I'm going to figure out something that you guys can do on stage, you know, to announce a prize or something like that.
Yes, I love it. That means I'm going to need hair and makeup and tanning also.
We could definitely arrange that. And by the way, an important thing. So I mentioned the beachwear round. We also have an evening wear round where people can wear gowns or suits and get dolled up And that's part of the event as well. And then when we give out the awards and all of that, that's how you're, that's what you're wearing. So
that's amazing.
So you get, not only get pictures of you kind of doing the, you know, swimsuit thing and everything, you get pictures of you in whatever gorgeous gown you want to get or whatever cool outfit you want to wear. And, you know, look very GQ for the men and very whatever the equivalent is for the women, Vogue or whatever. So you'll look stunning, and it's a great experience to take part in this and kind of like peek at your best and celebrate your journey.
That's amazing. Two quick questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
One is, so is it just a 1 day event, or is it like 2 days? Is it the 6th and the 7th, or just
the 6th? Just this. So the RBT, Radical Body Transformations, is just on the 6th. It's going to be an event starts around 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it'll be like 3-4 hours. And we have the beachwear round where we do all of the judging, and people come out and they do their performance, for lack of a better word, with their music and all that stuff in the story. And then we take an intermission, and then we have an evening wear round where people come out and we announce who they want to thank and where they're coming from. And then we do the awards and all of that as the sort of the second half of the show. All of the tanning and makeup and all that happens the same day. So, I mean, if you want to just literally fly in and you can sleep on the plane or whatever and fly out, you can do that. I wouldn't recommend that. I think you'd want to crash out.
No, thank you. And then the other question.
And then the Toronto Pro Show is the 7th and 8th. So, and by the way, there's like a mini expo that's there as well with vendors, with like protein companies. Oh, by the way, you guys should have your business cards or whatever the equivalent is of these days and go around, because there's a bunch of different vendors that crazy enough, there's actually this one that's cookies that come there. So like, it's kind of like counterproductive, but people love these. They're like very decadent cookies. I think the thinking is you could only really have this once in a while. So there's all these different like vendors and booths and workout stuff and everything that's there that you can network with. You can go the next day and see the amateurs and the pros and the other divisions if you want to see that. If you want to stay the entire weekend, it's a whole weekend. But us, RBT, is just on that Friday.
Perfect. Awesome. And then the other question is, how do they sign up and what's the deadline?
So the sign up is going to radicalbodytransformations.com. Or they can hit us up on Instagram, which is Radical Body Transformation without the S. Or you can email me, James Hergott, just as it's spelt. I'm sure it appears here somewhere, and at gmail.com. And you know what? I'm actually going to do a special for people. When is this coming out? Is this today or a future that
this will come out in like 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks. So whenever this comes out, what we'll do is I'll give people like a 1 week window that if they register, I'll give them a special if they want to register in that time. Yeah.
Perfect. So, the week that it airs, then they have one full week to enter.
A special for your podcast fans. I'll give them an awesome special if they want to register.
That's exciting. Thank you. I'm sure our listeners will love that.
Oh, yeah. And I would love to see our listeners there.
Yes.
That would be so cool, guys.
Yes. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, James, for all this information. Yes. This is going to be so fun.
Yep.
Me and Kelly are going to go explore and have a good old time, because our passports are ready to go.
I got 2 years, baby.
I got a year and a half.
And then I get rid of my god-awful passport photo.
I look like a mugshot. It's like
mine looks like I just died.
Well, did they tell you not to smile? Mine told me not to smile. So I'm literally
I don't think I'm smiling.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Blank. You should never do that.
Right? It's like,
No, you look like crazy eyes.
Let's not do that.
But thank you so much. We really appreciate you being on and explaining what RBT is and all the details. And again, like Mel said, we cannot wait to be there. We can't wait to support this amazing event. And we can't wait to see you in exactly 2 months at our show. That's going to be so fun. So to the rest of you, we love you and we will see you next time. Bye.
Hey guys, we hope you love the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell, and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms, and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.